Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to say good evening to you and welcome to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to know, and I know you believe this, I know that you understand it, but it just is very, very evident to us. If you never understood why you needed faith and why you wanted to be a Christian, the things that are going on today should tell you how important it is to have God as your Father in heaven, organizing and orchestrating and protecting and keeping your life. So tonight, we're glad to be in the house of God. We're glad to come together. The Lord says, let us come together in unity and his presence when even a few gather will be in the midst of us. Amen. And so we are thankful tonight that God is with us. We're rejoicing in his goodness. And of all times, it is clear in this world that we need to be saved and have the Lord of our life. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Come on and praise with us. Amen. Let's forget about everything that's going on and let's just praise the Lord tonight.
Holy Spirit, take my hand now. Lead me out in the living waters. You're the wellspring. You're stirring. You're the life for your sons and daughters. As a rope to the unseen, in my faith is rising within me. Bless the Lord now. Sing it out loud. Lift your hands. Give the Lord his glory. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, into your love. Eyes are open to the unseen, and my faith is arising within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud. Lift your hands, give the Lord his glory. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, into your love. There's freedom in the water. There is healing in the water. Oh, Jesus, you're the river, and we'll never find the end. There is freedom in the water. There is healing in the water. Oh, Jesus, you're the river, and we'll never. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, into your love.
In the lowest valley, yes, I will.
bless your name. Yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy and all my days. Oh, yes, I will, as I count on one thing. Sing God who's never fails, who will not fail me now. He won't fail me. God who's never late is working all things out. He's working all things out. Yes, I will let you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name.
Who you are, and I'm loved by you.
valuable I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable I can hardly think as you call us. Deeper still as you call us. Deeper still as you call us. Deeper still into love. Love, love, your good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all.
Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you.
Ooh, good. Praise good the Father. Name of
thank
the
you
Lord.
That you're amazing.
He is definitely.
You know, it's amazing. Because we just had a conversation in the car with another pastor. And it is a struggle, in a sense, to be able to come and do what you're supposed to do for the Lord and not get caught up with what's going in the world in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that? Because we are not of this world, but we're in this world.
Amen.
So that means our responses and our reactions and the way that we speak and the way that we do isn't the way the world does it.
Amen.
Isn't the way the world responds. Isn't the way the world would come back at something. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be the way the world takes offense to everything or feels defensive about everything that's being said. That's not our stance. We are of a heavenly descent.
Amen.
Our home is in heaven. And what Jesus would do is love. What Jesus would do was stand with everybody. What Jesus would do is stand on the side of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? I'm not... the word says that... there's a scripture we talked about. I can't remember it. But the one I do remember is, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Meaning
Amen.
That it's not up to you to get revenge for anything that's
Amen.
Either said or done to you.
Amen. Amen.
Not.
Amen.
It's up to the Lord. If I could tell you, I'd have a book full of the things people have said about me that have gotten back to me, that I've heard. I could write a book for you. In 9 years.
I think we all could.
Yes. Well, Amen. I'm just saying. Amen. I do believe
Amen.
That. But
Amen.
In 9 years, I could write you a book. And not one time did we rise up and we go after anything.
Amen.
We allowed the Lord to be our truth.
Amen.
To be our righteousness.
God.
To be the vengeance.
Amen.
He's the one who
Amen.
Caused
yep.
truth to come out.
Yep.
He's the one who caused. Now, in all of those times.
And that's
listen,
what he did for Jesus.
In every single one of those incidents, I can tell you what I did. I got on my face before the Lord and say, what's in me that needs to change so that somebody doesn't perceive me that way? There's a mirror that you need to look in.
Amen.
And we need to always self-examine. If something's making you so angry you can't stand, it might not be what's going on out there. It might be something that's in you that needs fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found several times it was something in me that needs to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But not every time. Amen? Amen. Our actions are to please the Lord and Him alone.
Mm-hmm.
We are
to love
the
Lord.
Our brother and sister.
Hallelujah.
And we are to have a mature faith about us. That
Amen.
We understand that any response that we give should be out of
yes.
love and not hate. And it's
Amen.
Not out of defense. It's not out of vengeance.
Amen.
It's not out of
Amen.
Trying to defend anything.
Amen.
The only
Amen.
One we're to defend is Jesus.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yep. Amen.
It is a hard
you know,
thing to do.
The Bible says that we want to be
it
good.
Is hard.
We want to be good to all people, and especially those who are of the household
I
want to
say
of faith.
Hi, Kendra.
Amen.
Happy graduation, girl. I just looked up and saw you back
Amen.
There.
Praise the name of the Lord.
I told her daddy to tell her I missed her.
Yeah, amen, amen.
Glad to see you.
Yes, amen. But, you know, be good to all people, especially those who are of the household of faith. Amen.
Amen.
So we just want to make sure that we are pressing into those things and being what we need to be.
And we're not amen. Just talking about this thing that's right. happening amen. Right now. We're talking about the gamut of things.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like my clothes, then don't look at them.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
If I don't like your clothes, I won't look at them. How's that?
Amen.
But I really
Amen.
Don't care what you wear.
Amen. Amen.
Because I'm not looking at your clothes. I'm looking at who you are.
Amen. Praise God.
If you don't like that somebody sits by somebody else in service, don't look at them.
Amen.
If you don't like that somebody didn't say hello to you when you walked in service, go up and say hello to them.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And if especially if you're trying to say hi to me and I got five things going on in my brain, that's all I can handle. I'm not trying to ignore you. I'm just not focused. And I left my phone back there. I had a task I was doing. I came out, started talking to Alicia, and my task was all messed up.
Amen.
Thank the Lord Andrew had our back.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But I'm just saying, when it comes to not just color and not just race, but... What would you do if we had a homeless person just walk in off of the street and they smell?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to love them? Are you going to let them sit next to you and just deal with whatever smell it is so that that person can hear about Jesus and get saved and
yes.
allow the Lord to work on his heart? Or are you going to just get up and move a seat?
Ooh,
and stay away from him or leave? What are you going to do? We've had several drug addicts that's walked through our doors and they're clean.
Amen.
What if we would have pushed them out because they were that way?
Amen.
We're a church of love.
Amen.
We're going to love.
Amen.
We're going to love.
Absolutely.
We're going to grow up in our
Absolutely.
Maturity, and we're going to quit putting our preference
Amen.
In front of what God's
Amen.
Word says, and we're going to start following yep. God's word. Amen.
Amen?
Amen. Amen. Okay, that's my soapbox
for
today.
And you know, sometimes when we talk about drug addiction and things, hey, we can handle that kind of stuff.
What about a
But let's get deeper.
Yeah.
You know, if we had someone that was transgender or gay or some things like that, we need to be people that can look beyond those things and love people. Amen?
Amen.
Let the word of God
Amen.
Seed people the same way we Amen. Were seeded. Amen?
How are they going to learn?
We all had our own issues.
Amen.
They might have been different, but we all had our own issues.
Yes, you did.
in areas where God had to redeem,
yes.
heal, set free, and help us become new creatures. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
So let's make sure that we, you know, I wasn't going to touch a lot on this tonight. I was going to let this subject be incorporated on Sunday. So this is Pastor Regina's fault that we're talking on some of this stuff tonight. I was going to leave
well,
that for part of our Sunday message.
I don't think that it can be not said then, too. This is a message that's our message throughout our
mm-hmm.
lifetime.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This isn't a message just for now.
Right, absolutely.
We have got to. It says when you were a child, you act as a child. But now that you're grown,
mm-hmm.
it's time to eat meat. It's time to get off of the milk and understand mm-hmm. that it doesn't matter
what you might think about a certain subject. Find out what God says about a certain subject.
Amen.
There's no excuse for you adults. There's no excuse. You can get into the Word and say, you know what? Now I'm a child of God. My mind, the Bible says that His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. We've talked about that all the time. What we talk about in service, you should be going home and studying if you don't understand it. But my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So you should say, okay, God, you know when God says, stop. That's not right. That's not right. And if you ignore it too much, then you're going to not feel that stop. Mm-hmm. But when He does it, say, okay, God, what's wrong? Go back to the Word and find out what God's saying about that issue that you're dealing with. Don't just come up with an idea or how you were raised or what I've always done. What we've done is wrong.
Amen.
If we weren't wrong, why would we need Jesus? I couldn't do it by myself.
Amen.
The way that I treated Phil, the way that we were wrong before Jesus. I'm just telling you.
Amen.
The nicest of people, the people that pay their bills on time, people that are just the model class citizen for their area. If you don't have Jesus, you're wrong.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
If you don't have Jesus,
amen,
you can't get into heaven.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And that's what we're really talking
Praise
about
God.
Here, isn't it?
Hallelujah.
Because if I hate my neighbor that lives right beside of me, let alone my neighbor that lives in another state and has a different color than me, or lives in a different town and has a different color than me, but if I hate my neighbor, any of them, then I don't know the Father, because if I knew the Father and I loved the Father, then I would love my neighbor.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Listen, this is not about being good and paying our bills on time, but you should do that stuff. That's obviously what we should do. It's about Jesus. It's about loving.
Amen.
It's about knowing who Jesus is, because He is the only door to heaven. He is the only one. He came to save our soul.
Amen.
To give us access to our Father.
Amen.
And, but Hallelujah. By Him, we don't get in.
Amen. Amen.
It doesn't matter. I hear people at funerals all the time, and I'll know that the person that's laying in that casket was one of the dirtiest dogs I've ever met. Now, this is when I was younger. So if you've been around me lately, I'm not talking about anybody here recent. But I'm just saying, I know. I know how they lived. And people are saying, oh, I can't wait till I get to heaven to see you again.
Mm.
We have a messed up view of who's getting into heaven.
Amen.
Now, I wouldn't dare judge to Amen. Say this person's in heaven, that person, because God will have grace upon whom we all have grace and have mercy upon whom we all have mercy. We just talked about that too. But I'm saying, if you're living a life like a dog, or if you're living a life without Jesus and you're just being the most perfect person on earth, except for you don't have Jesus, if you die that way,
Amen.
You will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
And we need to give out real truth, because this is a serious thing. Heaven and hell is real.
Absolutely.
And hell is not Amen. A place you want to go to.
Amen.
We Praise want you God. To go to heaven. And Amen. I'm sorry if I'm saying this too forward and too, but it's only because I love you.
Amen.
It's because I want you to go to heaven. It's because time's growing short. And how much time do we have to tell people? Jesus is coming, and you need Him to go to heaven. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
And I'm done. I'm going to keep going. If you have anything downstairs that you brought here, like for cookouts or meals that we've had, it's on a table downstairs. We need to go down and pick it up. If you're watching and you say, I've got some stuff down there, you need to private message me or something and let me know what that is so I can pull it out. Because this Sunday, we're going to start releasing it for people to go to and pick out what they want, and then whatever's left, we're going to get rid of, whether that means throw in the trash or
give away. Amen.
That's what we're going to do, because we're cleansing out the building
yes.
to go where we're
Hallelujah.
Going.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. And we are getting ready. We're getting closer, closer, praise God, to the time where we'll be able to leave this building and get over there. They are finally doing some electrical work that needs to be done, and all that stuff is good stuff. Now, Jared and Linda and them are on vacation, so we're praying for traveling mercies for them and for them to have a good time. But in the meantime, we're going to let children get ready to go to children's church. Amen? Hallelujah. They're going to have a good time tonight. Praise God, and the Lord is going to bless them. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Right. We know that there's people out here who will be communicating with people that are watching online. Hallelujah. and doing all that good stuff. And I didn't forget this. I know that Steve and his family are getting ready to go on vacation or take a trip this week. So we'll be praying for you guys. But come up here, because for offering, I'm just going to make you tell one little story that happened to you. Steve, we're going to have a little offering moment for you, because you're wearing shoes that are awesome, right? And we were talking before service, and you were just talking a little bit about offering, so I'm going to let you just talk for a minute.
How many was here Sunday morning and heard what Pastor was talking about? You give in the offering, God's going to give it back. Whatever you do for God, he's going to bring it back to you. And our first thought when we give offering, we're going to think, oh, God's going to give me $100 now. It may not happen that way, people. It may be, like I was saying, you call to pay a bill, and it says, you don't have a bill here.
Amen.
I walked into work Monday morning, faithfully paying tithe and everything. Walk into work, my team leader's like, hey, what size of shoes do you wear? And I'm like, 9.5. He goes, I've had these shoes laying around my house for months, and they won't fit me. And he says, I'm just wanting to give them to somebody.
Amen. And
to me, that's how we know that we Amen. Serve a living God.
Amen.
He
Praise
will
God.
Take care of us.
Absolutely. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I think I just wanted to take a minute here, because I do want to make sure we recognize that when we are giving our tithe and offering, it's not always going to be an exchange of money that comes back to us. We're going to see the hand of God in favor. We're going to see the hand of God in debt cancellation. I remember earlier this year, there was a person right here who had a $30,000 medical bill, and their insurance had this bill left over, and they went to the facility because they were trying to make arrangements to have to pay this big bill, and they got there, and they said, hey, you don't have that. That bill's been canceled, taken care of, and it was paid for already, $30,000. And so we don't know all the ways of God's provision, but this is what we do know for sure. God is going to provide, open up the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing that you cannot contain, and he is going to rebuke the devourer on your behalf. Amen? So praise God. How would you like to walk into work this week and have someone just give you a brand new pair of shoes as though they had picked them out for you and been sitting there waiting several months just to put them in your hands? Amen? Amen. I'll never forget one time I just said this statement. I said, man, I would like to have children's Bibles for Philip and Josh. And it was amazing, because I said that over the weekend. Come that Sunday night, I didn't even really pray about it. I didn't really go. I just said, this is something I want. That Sunday night, I went to someone's house, and they just walked over and said, hey, I got something I want to give you. It was a children's Bible. And then Monday, I went to work, and some lady that had went to a funeral, and I'd prayed for her that she would get through the weekend and everything. She says, hey, while I was in Chicago, someone gave me this, and immediately I just knew I need to give it to you. And it was a children's Bible. And God had made that provision on Friday, when I didn't even make the statement out of my mouth till Sunday. Amen. And let's just know that God is our provider, and he touches us, and he does all these things on our behalf. Amen? He's a rebuker of the devourer for you. Yes. He's opening the windows of heaven, and he will put favor upon your life. Amen? Yes. Just seek him first and be a faithful tither and giver. Roger, you can bring those up, and in a minute here, we're just going to pray, and you can bring your offering up tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, God, that you say, prove you, Father. And Lord, you will always be proven to be faithful. I'm reminded of what David said. He said, I have never seen God's people forsaken or his seed begging for bread, because he is a provider. Amen. We must remember that he is a supernatural God, and he is our God of everything, Father. He's El Shaddai. He's our provider. He's the many-breasted one, Father. He will never leave us short or forsaken. And God, we just declare your goodness and pray your blessing over these tithes and offerings tonight. And thank you for faith in what you do, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My battery is showing full. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I guess I'm on now, huh? Amen. I think you guys think my mouth is loud enough without my microphone. Amen. Hey, I saw too much agreement with that too quickly. Praise God. Okay, hey, tonight I want to preach to you just for a few moments. And I want to remind you that last week we were talking about the power of God's word. Amen. And we were talking about how the word is quick and powerful and how the word of God is supernatural. I just want to remind you that your Father in heaven is the creator of all. Amen. Not just what you can see, but the Bible says that Jesus is the preeminent king of even the worlds that are yet unknown in the worlds to come. Amen. And I also want to remind you that the Bible says that heaven and earth can fade away, but the word of God will still remain. And so what's so powerful is the word of God is supernatural truth that must be in us for us to live a life filled with power. Amen? Listen, I want your faith to be unshakable. I want you to be filled with answers. I want you to be able to pray and have your prayers answered. And I want you to be able to walk with confidence in this life. You know, the Bible says, come boldly before his throne of grace. I want you to know that in this world, even though the world itself may be filled with fear and doubt and worry and stress, there is something that for you as a believer should be filled with confidence. And that's the goodness to know that God is on your side and God is going to take care of your life. Amen. And so tonight I want to say that just because I want to give us some challenges tonight. Woo! Because I believe that God is really looking at us to make sure we apprehend the moment and the time in which we live. And it says in Proverbs 25:28, he that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. I want you to know something, that you should never be so shaken that you fall apart or that fear and doubt overtakes you. You have to be able to rule your spirit. And the way to rule your spirit is in the power of God's word. Listen, I want you to understand something. How supernatural and amazing is it that you coming into unity with God's word has already transformed your life? See, you coming into unity with God's word have made you eternal and has guaranteed that your home is heaven. Think about it. There was nothing that could stop you when you came to the revelation that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. On him you began to believe, and with your mouth you made confession. The very fact that you overrode the rule of the devil, the darkness of life without God, and the path you were on, you stopped all destruction. You became protected and not that city without walls. And you did that because you said, Lord God, I believe. And I want Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior of my life. At that moment, when you made that proclamation, You came in such unity with God's word that all eternity was changed. Heaven stopped to recognize your salvation, and eternity is changed forever because you have received salvation. Amen? Now, with that being said, I want you to understand something. If this is true, and it is, how much more can you accomplish by being in unity with God's word? What other areas of life? You have secured your salvation and nobody could pull it away from you. I'm telling you right now that if someone said, hey, you're not saved, you would say, you're a liar, I am saved. And no matter what, even if you didn't contend with them, in your heart of hearts and in your spirit, beyond a shadow of a doubt, you would say, no, I'm saved. The Lord is my Savior. I'm a Christian. I'm going to heaven. When I leave this earth, I know I'm going to heaven. There's a confidence that you say that in. And here is what I want to challenge you with tonight. What would happen if we had that kind of belief in the Word of God in all the areas, other areas of our life? I want us to start really taking the authority to say, whether it's in my marriage, whether it's with my children, whether it's with my job, with my workplace, whether it's with any part of my life, I want us to have an absolute confidence that God is with us and that we can be successful in this thing called life. Amen? Amen. I want to show you just quickly here what it says in Joshua chapter 1, and this is a favorite scripture of mine, but it's appropriate for me to share it tonight because it says here in Joshua 1 verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous and then thou shalt have good success. Christians, I want you to know something. There are things in the Word of God that unless you study and discover what the Word says on a subject, you are going to suffer defeats that you should not have to suffer. I want you to know something, that the Bible says the power of life and death is in the tongue. But if you don't read the Word and you've never read Proverbs 18:21 and discovered that secret, guess what? You might be a person that just says anything. You just let your mouth run and fly off and just go in any direction you want to, and then you will wonder why you struggle in certain areas. We have got to know what the Word of God says. The Bible says that my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. See, you have got to make sure that you reference the Word of God enough and so much that when you are having challenges and battles in this thing called life, that everything you do, you wrap it in the Word of God. I want you to know something, whether you're considering your career or you're considering a relationship or you're just living your day-to-day life, everything you do should come through the prospect of the Word of God and the will of God for your life. Amen? The Bible says that if we will allow this Word to be in us, to change us, to remove ignorance and to give us wisdom and knowledge, the Bible guarantees us that we will have good success in life. We will live in victory. We will live in peace. We will live in authority. We will live in all of these things that God wants to release on our behalf. Amen? I want to just read something to you in the book of 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. I'm going to read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21, and it says this. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews required a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, and us Gentiles too, amen, hallelujah, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. We have got to be a people that don't just say it with lip service, but truly believe in the innermost parts of our heart that not only is the word of God true, but the word of God is so applicable to my life that I want to walk within its wisdom. I also want to remind you tonight that the wisdom of God is foolishness to man. In other words, the carnal mind, even for the Christian, if you're not careful, you could find yourself battling things that are the blessing of God. Right. See, to the world, it doesn't make sense to be a tither. And you have to be careful as Christians that you don't read the statutes, the commandments, the direction of God, and ever doubt the power and the truth and the goodness to follow pursuit of what God has to say. Amen. You know, earlier today I was reading where it says that don't ever repay evil with evil. Amen. Don't ever repay railing with railing. Amen. And I want you to understand something, that even as Christians, there may be arguments that you need to stand down from, even if it looks like you lost. Amen. Woo! Oh, come on. I want you to know something. Sometimes we, now this is both when we're talking to people, but also I want to talk about that social media thing that we do nowadays. Because I tell you what, sometimes people aren't fighting face to face or arguing face to face. Sometimes they're just clicking away at them words. Just social media time. And for some reason, if we're not careful as Christians, we can lay our faith down. Maybe we're picking up our patriotism. Maybe we're picking up defending our rights or defending ourselves. I'm not saying that there isn't a precept that you could stand on and justify your little self. But I'm just saying, are we really, truly being governed by the Spirit of the Lord? And are we willing to stand down and look like we've lost an argument for the goodness of the blood of Jesus, the shedding of the word of God, and the prayers that we could make for somebody instead? See, never repay evil for evil. Never repay railing for railing. Because if you do, that will be your reward. And you may lose the opportunity to provide mercy, grace, forgiveness. And what's so powerful is that when you release forgiveness, you can be forgiven. Woo! Hallelujah! See, sometimes if we're not careful, we will lose sight of what our true responsibility is. Because I want you to know something. In this world that's trying to tell you what should you do, and there's so many identities out there that you could attach yourself to, the identity I want you to keep yourself attached to is just be like Jesus. Make sure that you remember the greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God with everything you are. And the second one is like unto it, love your neighbor the way you love yourself. See, there is something about us as Christians that definitely within this time period in which we are living, we need to make sure that the Spirit of God is what rules our soul. That we are guided by God, that we are humbled into the Holy Ghost, and that everything about how we address life is always within the guidelines and the governing of God himself. Amen? Yes. I want to share something with you that's very powerful out of the book of James. And I know that this is going to be familiar scripture to us, and I know we've heard it before, but I just want to put it in our spirit tonight and refresh us. Amen? I want you to know something that sometimes I know, especially in this world in which we're living in, people are always looking for new revelation, and they're always looking for this and looking for this. And sometimes I got to tell you something. Just study to show yourself approved. Just stay in the long-term fight of faith. Just run your race for the long haul. Just make sure that we don't ever give up the idea of the prize that we're truly in pursuit of. Because the prize that we're in pursuit of is not just the small victories that we can win on a day-to-day basis. I want us to do that. I want us to do things. I want you to be blessed. I want you to enjoy vacation. I want you to enjoy life. I want you to have those victories. But I also want you to understand something, that you're not in this race for a moment of time. You're not in this race for a self-justification. You are in this race to finish your course. And at the end of it, hear the Lord say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Let's enter into the eternal rest of the Lord." Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. Wow. Hallelujah. Boy, you got me stirred up tonight. This is your fault that I'm preaching tonight, because you just got my spirit stirred. Amen? Hallelujah. I want you to hear something that it says right here in James chapter 4, verse 6. "But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resist the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble." Uh-oh. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I feel a spirit of humility entering into the place. The Lord resists the proud. See, we want to be careful to make sure that we live this life with a confidence in Christ, a confidence in who we are, a confidence in that we're saved, but with a humility that says, number one, I'm always able to hear what God says. And number two, I can always prefer others above myself. How do we love the Lord our God? With all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul. We want to make sure that we are loving God and doing all we know to do to follow in His will. Amen? But the very next way we verify our love for God is how we love others as ourselves. The Bible says this: how can we say that we love God whom we've not seen yet if we can't love our brother who we can see? See, sometimes, praise God. God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. See, sometimes the love of God and humility and humbling ourselves is just being kind enough to consider one of another. Here would be a good journey. What if for the next 60 days you never said no to your spouse? As long as it was something reasonable and within the guidelines of the Holy Ghost, what would happen if your answer was, "Yes, dear. Yes, honey. Yes, honey. I'm going to prefer you above myself." Woo! I'm just putting out some challenges here. What if that person at work that gets on your nerves, what if for just, let's not go 60 days, my goodness, let's just go 24 hours, let's not stretch it, maybe a week at best, hallelujah, hallelujah. But what if for the next 24 hours or the next week, that person that so gets on your nerves, you can't even stand their voice speaking. What if you just determine they don't get on my nerves? That's good. What if you just said, somehow I'm going to look, I'm not even going to make this statement. I'm not even going to make the statement that they get on my nerves. I'm going to just eradicate that from my vocabulary. And Lord, I'm going to give you space to let me see something in them that I cannot see. I hope you don't see a mirror. Hallelujah. But I want you to know something. Yeah, baby, you got to be nice to me. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. Maybe that person that gets on your nerves the most. Maybe the Lord's wanting you to take a step of love towards them and just be nice to them. But no, what I want you to do is remember that the Lord resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. And I wonder if there isn't just a little bit of pride and resistance in us when we find ourselves in these moments where we just don't seem to be pliable, bendable, or even having the thought, God, what would you want me to say? Woo! Boy, if we find ourselves around people or in situations where we cannot be open or where we've never had the thought of what the Holy Spirit would like for me to say right now, I'm telling you that we're in a place too far where we need to start thinking and we need to start humbling ourselves and we need to start letting God's grace abound upon us. Amen. It says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Woo! Do you know that if the Word of God says something, you can't have an opinion on it? If the Word of God says something, if God says something, if the Lord says this, be good to all people, especially those who are of the household of faith, guess what? You can't look at Sister Sally Sue anymore and come up with a reason of why you don't got to be good to her. Amen. Once the Word of God says something, then you don't have an opinion anymore. And the Lord says that He's given us grace to love all people, so therefore, you don't have a right to not love. Amen. Woo! Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. How am I going to submit myself to God? I'm going to make sure that I know what the Word of God says. You know, we have the Ten Commandments, and guess what? We still need law enforcement. We still need governing. And I'm telling you that as a Christian, make sure that you submit yourselves to God. What that means is not only will you love His Word and agree with His Word, but on a day-to-day basis, you will be available in situations and throughout your day to make sure, am I responding in a way that pleases God? I know I'm running to the store and I'm just going in there for a moment, but when I run into that store for a moment, am I open to the still small voice or the tap of the Holy Ghost that might have an additional assignment than me just grabbing my ice cream? Resist the devil and he will flee from you. In order for us to resist the devil, do you know that we purposely have to make sure that we don't allow attitudes, his thoughts, or his ways of doing anything enter into who we are? Resisting the devil takes effort from us. You know what? Sometimes resisting the devil is as simple as making sure that you don't let thoughts and vain imaginations overtake you. Sometimes resisting the devil is just making sure that you don't let your thoughts go unchecked. We forget sometimes one of the biggest weapons of warfare that the Lord lists is bringing every thought under the captivity of Jesus Christ. See, sometimes we think about the other weapons of warfare. We think about confession. We think about prayer, fasting. We think about, you know, going against principalities and powers. But do we recognize that one of the biggest weapons of warfare is just bringing every thought under the captivity of Jesus Christ? Don't ever let the devil re-identify you. I'm worthless. I'm weak. I can't do it. Oh, I'm too shy to speak out. Sometimes we're allowing the enemy to identify us with words that need to come under the captivity of Jesus Christ. Amen? Don't let things that are not of God rule over yourself. Humble yourself before the living God. It says this in this word. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Do you understand that God's influence in your life can be limited by your actions? You know, we have to purposely draw near to God. That means that we have to keep an atmosphere in our home that God is comfortable moving in. Amen. It means that you have to seek the Lord and you have to make yourself available to God. Draw near to him and he can draw near to you. Amen. Read that word. Get in there. Pray. Ask God to help you. Ask God to strengthen you. But make sure that you're making yourself available to the goodness of God and his ability to touch you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. This should be very clear for us that we should know as Christians that if we are sinning and openly having things going on in our life that we do know that we know is a sin and not pleasing to God, that we are going to cause a distance between him and us. Purify your hearts. Woo! Unforgiveness. Bitterness, secret sins and attitudes and hatred and different stuff. Don't let that stuff be in your heart. Purify your heart. Make sure that you're a person of loving and kindness and all that good stuff. And it says, ye double-minded. In other words, don't bounce back and forth between what you believe and between God. Don't be double-minded. Don't be a Christian today and lose it all tomorrow. We've got to learn how to stand by faith, live by faith, and be sincere in what we are. It says, be afflicted, mourn, and weep. In other words, let's make sure that we're not afraid to self-evaluate, to self-judge, and then to make changes when we see areas of our life that don't line up. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. In other words, don't be afraid to take yourself through the review process and make sure that we have ourselves in unity with God's way of doing stuff. Not be prideful. Let's not think that our way is always right and that we're always this and that. Let's make sure that we're humble enough to keep ourselves open, because it says this, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and he shall lift you up. Woo! Humble yourself. Make yourself vulnerable. You know, there was a time where we came to the Lord saying, I need a Savior. Well, you know, when you got a Savior, you also got a Lord. And he says, how can you call me Lord, Lord, and do not what I say? Amen? So let's just make sure that this Savior who we've reached out to, and he's made us new creatures, and he has made us who we are in him. And thank God that we know we have worth now. Thank God that we know we have value. Thank God that we know we're precious. I want you to know that you are the precious, most priceless thing God has ever created. I want you to know that even the angels reverence you, and wait to hear what you have need of so they can be ministering servants to take care of it. You're not an angel. You never will be one. Because you were created more than that. Woo! You are children of the living God. Amen? And I don't want to take any of those things away from you, but I do want you to be this. Be a humble, priceless one. Be all that in a bag of chips, but never forget to humble yourself and make sure that God is always first and make sure that you're loving the Lord your God, but others as yourself. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Let's just make sure that we're humble. Let's make sure we have no pride, and let's make sure that we're filled with the goodness of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare and glorify you, Father. We just exalt you, Lord God. We just lift you up and we give you praises and we declare your goodness, Father. And Lord, right now, tonight, we have a few prayer requests that we were going to take care of already. God, I just pray for the Thatcher family. Lord, they've had a great loss. Nathan has passed on, Father, and it came sudden. And God, I pray that your grace and mercy would be upon that family, Father. Lord, I pray that you would just keep them and strengthen them. And Father, in the middle of this, God, you would show them your goodness, Father. Lord, be with them and strengthen them and comfort them, Father. And Lord, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's take a minute here. Bob, come up here. I'm just going to pray for you for a minute. Bob has some medical things coming up that he's got to go through. And there's some processing and some testing, some pre-approval measures that he has to take on. And then there's the procedures that are going to make the corrections necessary. God's hand is on you, Bob. And as you walk through this, his healing touch is going to be with you all the way. Amen. Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for our brother Bob, God. And Father, Lord, I know that stress will come. Worry and concerns will come, Father, but you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And Father, we're going to rest in you and trust in you. Father, you're going to touch the hand of every procedure, Father. The pre-testing that must be done, God. Lord, even the COVID things that need to be done and all the requirements that they're doing right now, you're going to take Bob through every step. You're going to protect him and strengthen him. And Father, he will come through these medical procedures, God, and the actual surgery that they're going to do, Father. He's going to come through healed and empowered and strengthened by you. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Love you, my friend. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have some prayer requests?
We do. We do.
Father, we put candy before you right now, Father. And God, if it be food poisoning, we curse the very root of it, Father. Lord, the Bible says that even if we touch stuff, God, it will not hurt us, Father. And Lord, we just release healing in the name of Jesus, Father God. Completely restore, God. Just bring this off of her. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Now, Father, Ben has had a tender young friend pass away in Walpock, Father. Lord, we pray for this family. We pray for this community, God. We pray for all of those who are related, the friends, the people that know, God. And Father, we just ask for your mercy and your hand of goodness and grace to bring this through this, God. And Father, to take that which could destroy, God, and sometime heal and bring them together, Father. And Lord, just let the memory of this young friend be a place of strength whereby we continue to live our lives to the best of our abilities and to the fullest, Father. Now, Lord, we have a prayer request here, God. And God, we just pray, God, you know this need And God, you know who it's for, Father. And Lord, we just ask you to put your hand upon them, Father. Lord, just release your grace, your blessing, and your goodness, Father God. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. I want you to stand strong in the goodness and the power of God. Amen. Be Christians. Be who you are. Live for the Lord. And let's just stay in this race and let God be your blessing. Amen. God bless you. Amen.